So the survey itself, it was quite a long survey. So we were estimating well over 10,000 a minute's worth of community effort would have went into filling it, with over 425 respondents to what was a lengthy survey. The survey findings, I suppose some of the key things is getting an understanding of what we value in Headford and what as a community. So the community itself was one of the most special things identified by the members of the community. Our historical and our natural beauty, I suppose, in the Headford area were Ross Airlie, the Abbey and Friary in close to the town, and Loch Harb. So they were also identified as very special. And I suppose the third ranked special item or most loved item about Headford was the sports facilities. So very good sports facilities locally. I suppose on the downside, what do people hate or not like about Headford? And again, the traffic and the parking was a huge theme there. You know, it is challenging on the main street at the minute, and it is impacting how people are using the town and how often they visit the town and their perception of the, I suppose, reducing the potential of the town. And I suppose the third least liked thing about Headford were the derelict buildings and town appearance. Headford ranked quite poorly in terms of the level of vacancy in terms of commercial and residential building in the recently released Northwest Regional Assembly's report on vacancy and dereliction in the Western region. So Headford scored quite poorly in both residential and commercial. Other findings, I suppose, the community also set out a series of, in the feedback, what do we feel, what is missing in the town? And I suppose that kind of greater variety of shops and services and businesses came out, and more restaurants and dining and cafe options came out quite strongly. Facilities for young people, particularly if they're not into particular ball-based sports. So those kind of facilities were, there's noted as a kind of deficit or a need. And quite a striking one, which is quite strong through the survey responses in relation to what is missing, is like a focal point or a vibrancy to the town, like some sort of hub or some sort of focus of the community and the cultural aspect of the town. So we can see things like the cultural centre, an improved community hall, or maybe tourism and other local facilities. I suppose another one of note was well-being and access to nature. And it was kind of interesting to note how many, you know, hundreds of the respondents, so as in more than 50% of the respondents, are regularly travelling beyond Headford to get access to woods or parks or playgrounds for their children, even, you know, as in that are nature-based. And that access to nature is kind of interesting, and that came up through quite strongly in the data. I suppose another thing that in relation to the data that was kind of maybe tells a story is in relation to the life in the town centre and how people, how the 425 respondents, how often do they shop on Main Street? And only a quarter of all of those respondents would either daily or a couple of times a week shop on Main Street. So three quarters of the people are not going down and using the shops and the various services that we have on the Main Street, which comprises of Main Street, Bridge Street and High Street. They're actually three separate streets. I suppose even sadder, maybe a reflection of and what's missing, was how often do people socialise in Headford Town Centre? And we only have 13% of people, maybe up to 20, who are there, but maybe daily or up to once a week. So there's a huge percentage, three quarters and more than three quarters, almost 80% of the community are not or hardly ever socialising in our town centre. But on the plus, there were a number of things identified as ways to help solve that in the survey. So again, the traffic, reducing the traffic noise and less traffic in the town centre was a really strong theme in terms of how we could make it encourage what would encourage the respondents from the survey to shop and socialise more in Headford. More public seating and improved public space and public realm. The pedestrian facilities as well are very poor, and the improvements of those were noted. And then more shops and services and more dining options, and then more space or opportunities for music and arts events within the town.